The following program is paid for by Little John Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brook Communications, its affiliates, or its employees. The following program is paid for by Little John Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brook Communications, its affiliates, or its employees.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now presented by Little John Financial Services. It's David Little John with True Wealth on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, gang, welcome to the True Wealth Show on this, the best Tuesday you have had all week. And we are stoked to be here. Joining me in studio today,
Matt Dixon.
And I have on good authority that we're going to have some special guests that are going to be arriving later. We have got lots to talk about today. Today's show starts with sponsorship by the letter D.
Right? Really?
Yes.
D. Where are you going
for
with that?
Discipline.
Okay.
Okay. There'll be some thematic undertones today around discipline, but it starts with, I have to make a public announcement.
I'm ready.
Now, first, let's have this backdrop, right? If you want to start a new habit, one of the things you need to do is figure out what that habit's going to be, right? And then one of the other things you want to do is write it down, okay? So if you have a set of goals, for example, you should write these things down. Now, if you want to improve your probability of success, what should you do?
Follow through.
Follow through. One of the ways you can do that is through an accountability network. And guess what? All of our listeners are about to join my accountability network.
Okay.
Yep. So here's what's happening. I'm going to embark to do something ridiculous.
Drink a lot of water.
That's part of it.
I've seen you carrying around your big water bottle all day long.
I'm paying for it already. This is me trying to settle into figuring out how to do this because this is a fairly significant challenge for me personally. I'm not the only one that's done it. You've totally messed up. Derek Simmons has just joined us in studio. I've got your mic live now, so welcome, Derek.
I was being flabbergasted by the concept of Dave with a one-gallon bottle of water.
It's evil. That's all I can tell you, because I don't have a one-gallon bladder. That's for darn sure.
So, keep working on it.
Anyway, here's the way this scenario breaks down, okay? The challenge goes like this, and it is a discipline challenge, but it sort of resembles fitness as well. Now, I don't have a fitness goal associated with this, believe it or not, but the group that I work out with regularly, several folks have done this before, and I have this really sick, twisted feeling like I need to do it too. It's called 75 hard.
Who peer pressured you into this, Dave?
Nobody peer pressured me into this.
This is all you
wanting.
This is
100%. No, it's the opposite of that.
Dave peer pressured himself.
I do not want to do this.
You don't?
I don't, but I feel like I need to.
Yep, that's peer pressure.
Yeah, definitely. And, I think so.
And the reason I feel like I need to has to do with, we do this group, we're training, and there's been discussion about military special operators. And what sticks out in my mind, and there's lots of different versions of this just depending on the branch of service, but SEAL training, okay? So a lot of people don't know this, but there was a season in life when I was an athlete. And I had a partner on the track team in college, and it was my workout buddy, who went on to become a Navy SEAL. And I've always wondered, what does it take? And a lot of what folks in special forces will say is, well, the first thing is you have to have this willpower and you can't give up on stuff. 75 hard is my version of saying I'm going to do something difficult and not quit.
And then 75 after that days. Comes
75 vicious and then 75 evil.
Right. But we'll start with 75 hard. So what is it? Okay. Two workouts a day. Now, intensity is not the point. The point is that you have to make this commitment and figure out how to do it. Two workouts of 45 minutes or more. And one of them must be outdoors. Okay? I happen to have a dog. The dog needs to get walked. If I walk the dog for 45 minutes, we're both going to be in better shape. So, and there should be fewer messes in the house, right? Shouldn't be messes in the house anyway.
Now, how much flexibility do you have in characterizing a, quote, workout, unquote? Can I do like 12-ounce lifts with the soda in my hand here?
If you do it for 45 minutes and it's 12 ounces the whole time, I'd say yes.
Damn.
How are you going to define it? Right? So two workouts a day, one of them must be outside, 45 minutes each.
If you put on some like VR goggles and it's nature that's playing, does that count
that
as being outside?
That feels outside-ish.
Mm-hmm. I think Derek's starting to like this workout, yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you are, you know, stuck in a naval tour and you're underwater on a submarine for 75 days and you have to do it that way, there can be some accommodation, okay? But otherwise, quit trying to sneak around the rules here. That's the point of the rules, is not to be slick, but to just figure out how to do this.
Fine.
Right?
Fine.
So the two workouts, drink a gallon of water a day, no alcohol, stay on a defined diet, no cheat meals, and read 10 pages of nonfiction every day and take a picture to document your progress for 75 days in a row.
Not of the 10 pages. You're taking a picture of yourself.
Correct.
Okay.
Derek,
I mean, you're welcome to take a picture of the 10 pages as well, but that's just for you.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Now, Derek, I mean, if David completes this, finishes it to a T, I mean, what type of changes do you think we might be able to expect here?
Well, I think he's going to have a much larger bladder.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'll
probably be taller and better looking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that even possible, Dave?
No.
Well, this special ops training that you've got going on, you know.
It's not special ops training. They train way harder. This is about the discipline to not quit. This is not about setting up a goal that's really fun.
Did we already give a name to this show? Is it the Special Ops Trading Show?
No, this is this is sponsored by the letter D is for discipline.
Okay.
So we're going to talk. Today is about discipline, but it may also be about
discipline and investing.
No, the Wizard of Oz. We'll talk about that next. So anyway, I invite anybody listening, if you are bold enough to go on this challenge, we're going to formally start next Tuesday. Okay, that's the start of it. There is an app that you can download. It is a paid app. None of it goes to me. There's several versions that are also, I think, free versions of this. And no app is required. It's just a handy thing if you want to use it as a reminder to structure things to do this. But we are starting a Facebook group as well that is a private, like, kind of encouragement group for folks locally. So you can go check that out. I've thrown a link on my Facebook page online personally. I'll probably get it linked up on the business page as well, so that you can go to our Little John Facebook page. And then, you know, if all else fails, just email us, info@littlejohnfs.com. But would love to have you along for the journey. No idea what the end looks like, but I suspect I'll drop a few pounds and feel a lot better when it's all said and done. And there'll probably be some pretty miserable points where it's late at night and I'm realizing this is the moment when you're either going to survive this thing the hard way or not. Because here's the catch, right? It could be 2 a.m. if you haven't gone to sleep and you're like, you could still complete a workout at dark 30 as long as you haven't formally reset. So it's not based on the clock. It's based on how that day is going to work. So if you stay up for 3 days in a row, you may be able to hurt yourself, but there you go.
Can you imagine if he doesn't get his water intake and it's like midnight and he's like, oh gosh, darn it. And
you get 45 minutes of workout headed to the bathroom. I'm just telling you.
There you go.
After a gallon of water, it may be a workout just to expunge said water. But anyway, we're going to do this. And
you can join us here on the True Wealth Fitness Show.
Right. Well, we've talked a little bit about how True Wealth is not just finance. I mean, this is a stewardship program, right? If we're talking about stewardship for your money, in this case, this could be stewardship of mental attitude and fitness, right? So I think these are good. I look at everybody here and say, provided that I don't do something stupid in my workouts.
Oh, man.
Right? Where you hurt yourself doing it. Provided that you are wise about your workouts and avoid injury. What is the downside of this?
There's no downside. I will acknowledge that. What I will tell you is it's a huge time commitment.
I think it is a huge time commitment.
And since I'm on the topic of huge time commitments, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I hesitate to write the giant check for an hour and a half a day working out.
Well,
I feel like you're going to be putting laps in the pool.
There may be some of that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tricky because I have a family vacation scheduled where I'm going to be trying to maintain this effort as well. And so it's the point is not that it's going to be easy. And the thing is, could delay it and say, oh, we'll wait till you get back from vacation. But what's the point? Like, if you're always deferring this and waiting for the perfect time, that's exactly what happens.
You know, we do that with our finances, David. We say we're going to address this tomorrow, and then we never get around to it.
And yes, so around to it.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you need some help with your finances, you can give us a call.
Yep. There's Matt.
He's trying to rest us back on topic.
He is always bringing it back to, you know what we do, right? Mm-hmm. So he's so subtle. I just want everybody to, so we'll talk more about discipline, and we'll talk about the Wizard of Oz, but we're also going to talk about the first profit break. So let's take that real quick. And then when we come back, Derek's going to tell us all about a fantastic production that's coming your way. Stick around. This is Dave Littlejohn.
And Matt Dixon.
And Derek Simmons.
And you got True Wealth on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to the True Wealth Radio Show. Dave Littlejohn in studio with
Matt Dixon
and Derek Simmons.
And today, first of all, you can get caught up podcast. You know, if you've just joined in the show, today is brought to you by the letter D for discipline.
Mm.
But also the letter D for a bunch of other stuff that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, mostly it's disciplining Dave.
Yeah, it's not a terrible idea, right? It turns out mental discipline, good. Okay, lack of discipline, rarely good.
And that was an unfortunate comment for me to make because one could talk about disciplining Derek as well.
Yeah, since we're on the alliteration show now, right? Hey, so I want to give you a moment here. This is probably not terribly true wealthy, but at the same time, it's super fun. And since Littlejohn Financial has sponsored said show, also interested, can you tell me a little bit about this production that's coming up that I think opens, is it Thursday?
Yes. Well, The Wizard of Oz, which you've all heard of and you've all been quoting for all your life, even if you didn't realize it, is one of those things that I think is worth seeing. I want to back up a little bit, though, on the true wealth topic.
Okay.
So this is how I got sucked in, is that UACT, Umpqua Actors Community Theater here in Roseburg, every year does 4 or 5 plays, and they do it generally on at their theater there on Harvard, the Betty Long Unruh Theater. And then every summer, they tend to have a musical. And it's a big musical. It's a big production. We had Shrek a couple years back. And
Little Mermaid, I remember, was another fun one.
A number of big ones.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of time and energy that go into those things. And Simmons Law has long been a sponsor, and many of my children have acted in the productions. And a couple years ago, I got sucked in and worked on Puffs, which I don't know if you remember.
Puffs, by the way, was hilarious.
It truly was. That was a lot of fun.
You know, it was the story of the Hufflepuff house in Harry Potter that's really not talked about, but because it's not really licensed, everything was innuendo about Hufflepuff.
It was great fun.
And it was a bunch of ad-lib comedy and stuff, and it was side-splittingly funny.
So this one is a musical, and you may or may not be aware that I am not a singer or a dancer, but this is a singing and dancing musical, and so it was a lot of fun to try it out and expand horizons and try things I've never tried and try things that I don't do very often.
Like singing and dancing.
For example, yes. And so I'm in this production. I'm going to be Uncle Henry. We're mostly familiar with Auntie M. I am her lesser half, I guess one could say.
Okay.
And it's a cast of about 45 people. I am amazed at the amount of work that goes into a production like this.
Yeah, it's... I don't really know the details, but just from an audience perspective, looking at every time there's a scene transition and you see like a bunch of people in the dark scrambling and moving stuff around and nobody dies.
And every last move on that thing has been plotted out. You know, there's a group of people that come out and move this piece back so that piece can move out and then rotate, and then you move this one over, and it's really impressive. And it's all in the dark in under 15 seconds.
That's what I mean.
And the reason that it's under 15 seconds is audiences like it better. They don't want to watch. They don't like sitting in the dark.
We got
to
get
on with the story.
People a job at the NASCAR pit crews.
It's pretty impressive. It really is. But it's so much fun. And we've got some supremely talented actors and singers. One of my favorite sets in this particular production is there's a trio of women who are singing as trees in one scene. And they have just spectacular voices and excellent harmony. I just am really excited about it.
Singing trees.
Singing trees. It's funny.
Okay.
You know, so. I always talk about most productions can be, or stories can be broken into two categories. One of them is a heartwarming coming of age story. I often describe this when I'm talking about some action movie that my wife doesn't want to see. It's a heartwarming coming of age story.
Like the John other Wick.
One, yes. Yes, John Wick, exactly. Although that one might be an epic journey of self-discovery.
Oh.
Which is the other kind of movie. So, you know, pick your poison
it's
there.
It's just one of those two?
Yeah, those are the only two.
Epic journey of self-discovery or...
heartwarming coming-of-age story. If you ever want to talk someone into watching a movie, describe
it one
of those
ways. I feel like the heartwarming coming-of-age story might actually still be an epic journey of self-discovery.
Isn't that incredible? You can have a twofer. You just got to look at your audience and decide what you're marketing it as.
Gotcha.
Halloween 13.
Right. It's a
heartwarming coming-of-age story. It's just brief. You come of age pretty quickly, and then you scream.
I'm really searching for some alternative to add into this, but I got nothing.
So let me tell you about this particular production. We have a pre-opening night tomorrow night, and it's mostly sponsors. The many great sponsors of UACT have been given tickets, and they get to come and see the performers take their first whack at it. And then opening night is Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and then it runs through August 6th, mostly on Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon. So maybe even Thursday, Friday, right. Saturday. And, again, and then Sunday afternoon.
And this one is out at
Jacoby Auditorium,
right? Yeah, so this is the UCC campus. When do a couple of, I guess, bigger picture questions logistically. So Thursday night, for example, what is start time?
The curtain rises at 7, so you kind of want to get there at 6:30.
Sure. And then where does one go to acquire tickets?
The best place to get it is from the UACT website.
Okay.
If you go to the UACT website, there's a purchase tickets, and then it gives you your choice of which dates and times you want to come to.
Gotcha. And the thing about Jacoby is it's open seating, right?
It is.
If I understand. So this is one of those where if you want to get your favorite seats, come early enough to claim said seats. And, otherwise it's kind of like a lot of things that have, like your half shell blanket. Well, you know, you get what you get if you're late. So... There's a certain element of that going on. I know that it's a big enough theater that it can accommodate a lot of folks, so there's a good chance that folks could probably go to the show that they want to go to.
It's true.
But I suppose it's also possible, if we are so good at promoting this right now, that we could sell it out, which I think would be super cool.
It would be fun. I will tell you from the performer side, it is so much easier and more fun to perform when people are responding. So if I say something hilarious and people laugh, then it's way more fun than if I say something hilarious and Dave just stares at me. So, which doesn't happen that often, but
just in studio.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will tell you that I am yet to go to a UACT production that I did not enjoy. Right. Even things that I would have said, it's not something I'm necessarily into, and yet the production itself is so fun, and the engagement, and invariably you're very likely to know somebody that's in the cast, which is also really fun, and they're they're talented. I mean, they do a remarkable job. You think, oh, community theater, this is going to be, you know, some butchering of this, that, or the other. Nope, it's been great. And they really do a good job.
It's true. The talent that you will see will surprise you. Mm-hmm. It is really spectacular.
So, cool. Well, I am, you know, obviously, this is that old Norelco joke, right? I enjoyed it so much, we're going to sponsor it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this. I know we'll be there tomorrow night in attendance, and we've got several folks that are going to be joining us. But I encourage all of you that are listening, check that one out. I have no idea the price point for tickets. So.
Nor do I.
Okay.
Well, as then a there sponsor. You go. And actually, I'm not buying a ticket this year because I'm in the play.
That would affect it. That's true. So, nevertheless, it's not a, it goes right back into the program, right? Everybody that's doing this is basically volunteers.
We're all volunteers, yeah.
So what you're doing is you're supporting local theater and you're supporting the culture effort in our town, which I think is super important. I can remember moving to Roseburg in my 20s and not knowing a lot of people and saying, well, what do folks do around here? And it's like, And this is one of those things. This is some of the things people do. So check this out. It's a lot of fun. And I think it's appropriate for, what is there an age below which you would say no?
Nope. I think if somebody can stay awake for the whole thing, they should totally enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of one of those, if you've got a well-behaved six-year-old, they may still love it.
I expect they will.
Yeah. Now, I do understand that it's not a, like, you're going to get your money's worth out of this production. It's not a short duration, right? It's almost 3 hours long.
It's 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's a good long, and there's an intermission, so you can stop mm-hmm. and stretch your legs, but it is definitely a long one.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a lot of lines in this?
Well, a lot is always relative. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, the young lady playing Dorothy has just a magnificent book of memorization, and she's the lead singer on most of the songs. Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed with her. I am a supporting actor, no doubt about that. They're kind of the main four, and then I'm maybe like somewhere in the top 12.
Do you get to play multiple characters?
I do get to play multiple characters. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Nice. It's like, oh, turn the hat on backwards. You're another person.
Yeah, see if you can figure out who else I am other than Uncle Henry.
It'll all right. Fun. It'll be fun indeed. Well, certainly looking forward to that one. And now, keeping with the theme of discipline, how long have you been prepping for this?
Prepping for the...
For the Wizard of Oz. How long has this been going on?
Maybe 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Okay.
It's a long, arduous practice. It's kind of fun. We started out by reading through it once, so everybody got a flavor of the story. And then we had vocal rehearsals. And I will tell you, Glinda the Good Witch is played by the Roseburg High chorus instructor. And she is fabulous. And we were there in our first practice, and she had us sing scales, and then mm-hmm. she had us do it in rounds. And suddenly I felt the magic. So then we practiced the choral parts for a long time. And then we had dance sessions. And then we had scene blocking. And then eventually when we moved into Jacoby Auditorium, then you put it all together. And you try one act at a time. And then over the weekend, we spent all weekend trying this whole magic of moving the set pieces around, like one of those little sliding games where you have to move one piece and then get the other one in the order. Oh, man.
Yeah, the puzzle thing.
Yep.
They're all in the track.
I bet there was some hilarious bloopers from this.
It has been fun. You know, in live theater, you never can tell what's going to happen.
Right.
Exactly. And so that, and here's the other thing about live theater. Every show is its own show.
It's true.
So that'll be fun. Well, I'm excited to see it. And I hope all of our listeners also get an opportunity. One more time, let's give them the website. So for UACT,
yeah,
I know UACT, it's just the letters, right? So people say it, but it's just UACT, right? So if you Google UACT, you can find that there. And then we'll, that's, in fact, I'm going to do this just for proof of concept, right? So I'm just going to put UACT into the web browser here. And it is UACT-theatre. Right? Not
theater.
Yeah, theater, but the British spelling, so re.com. And if you can go there, but again, just type in UACT in Google, and it'll get you there. and you can look at the upcoming productions, not just this one, but planned into the future. Certainly, if you're interested in sponsorship, they're delighted to talk to you, and I hope to see everybody there. But now that we've had this whole conversation completely off the trail of True Wealth, but true wealth for our community, let's do this. We'll grab a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to kind of bring some of this back together into how might we apply some of the discipline and community reinvestment. It's a stretch, but let's see how we can make that apply to your investment life too. That and more when we come back. This is Dave Littlejohn,
Matt Dixon,
and Derek Simmons.
And you got True Wealth on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to the True Wealth Radio Show. Dave Littlejohn in studio, joined today by
Matt Dixon
and Derek Simmons.
And we are delighted to have you gentlemen here. At the break, we were talking about how are we going to pivot, and what it's going to be is jarring. That's the answer. Because we talked about today being sponsored by the letter D for discipline. It's also turned into lots of silly alliteration jokes, but discipline started around the fact that I'm going to be attempting the 75 hard challenge. Okay, you can Google that and look it up. You can also go to our website if you want more information. Send an email to us at info@littlejohnfs.com. And if you want to join in, we're going to start next Tuesday, so a week from today. And yeah, there's an appropriate level of misery.
But I also think people should post other ways that Dave should torture himself. But that's just my thought.
By all means. Just, I don't know that they'll be, that adopted. I'm going to do it, but yeah, but you can give me your ideas. We also talked about The Wizard of Oz. This is a local production that's coming up. Derek, you're going to be in the production.
I am.
And it's, so opening night is this Thursday. Go to uact-theater.com, right? But just look up UACT in Google, and you can get more information about the local productions, how to get tickets, the times, all of that's there. And it would be fantastic for you to support local theater and enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun, okay? Now, this is something that I want to bring up, still around discipline. It kind of throws back to a previous show that we had and something Derek and I were talking about this morning. And if you're wondering, like, why did you see him this morning? Tuesday's kind of our jam, and we've been doing this for like years and years and years. So we
together. We go out to breakfast, and then Dave says, "Hey, are you doing anything at 4 o'clock?"
Yeah. Or today it was, "Hey, can I help you do something at 4 o'clock today?" So, and it goes back and forth. We have some. Here's what's interesting about the dynamic between so Derek and I both as business owners. He in the legal profession, I in the financial profession, we have very different business models in terms of how we deliver services, right? Like, Derek, you are primarily...
I bill by the hour, and it's a horrible business model, but it's the only one I can come up with because everybody's different.
Right, right. Well, and I mean, it does make sense that typically in an engagement with your attorney, it's episodic in nature, right? I need you to help me do this thing. They do the thing. They get paid. It's kind of like going to your mechanic for your car or something, except, you know, with lots more words. With finance, there are lots of different ways to do this as well. What has occurred over time and what our business has adopted is a fiduciary model where a lot of what we do is either planning sometimes on an hourly basis. People just engage for an episode of financial planning, but oftentimes it's an ongoing engagement where we're expected to continue to stay in touch, continue to manage what's going on. And so in that scenario, we are typically in more of a retainer fee style engagement that is linked to the client's assets that we're managing for them, right? Well, that creates a very different time dynamic because we're essentially looking at, hey, you know, we're on the clock regardless, so we've got all this work that we need to keep doing. We're not constantly going back to the client and logging out how the hours work. We're just continuously doing the work. So we may meet with a client and there's no bill at all because it's already inclusive in the fee structure, right? That's the way that retainer fee is design, where for you, Derek, it doesn't work that way.
It's episode, and it's a bill related to that.
Neither is right nor wrong, per se, right? But it does create some different dynamics when you are considering this, the question that came up this morning. As investors, when are we doing things that cost us money, right? Said another way, in really simple terms, when are you stepping over a dollar to pick up a dime? Like, the behavior that you're manifesting is not going to save you money, even though in the moment you may think you're saving yourself money.
And I had a really good example of that one.
Hit me.
That happened last week. Somebody said, we were talking about wills, and it was a couple, and they said, well, Derek, can't we just go on the internet and find an example and make our own will? And I said, sure, if you're comfortable with your legal skills, go right ahead. But the thing to know is that the internet doesn't know anything about Oregon estate tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you download your wills and you complete them and then you die, your heirs get to pay an extra $80,000 in estate taxes because you didn't know.
Right.
You don't know what you don't know.
We've
so
said
it was
this many
cheaper
times
at the outset, but it was way more expensive later.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like, here's another question, and it just depends on the day too. Or the moment in history, I should say, you know, should you buy a home that's already been remodeled or buy a fixer-upper? And the answer
I should buy a home that's already been remodeled.
Right. And so should I probably.
I want to stay married. That's the key.
That's part of the intangible cost, right? Well, so I have to play this game all the time about it's the build or buy question, right? Should you do something yourself or hire it out? That's a really big question.
That's an eternal struggle in all of us, right?
It is. I think, and I'm going to try to get this right. I think that I've talked about, you know, you reach this point where you outsource because you're trying to buy back sanity,
mm-hmm.
right? Because your choices are either going to be to miss something, do it poorly, or get somebody else to
done.
Help you.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of your option set. And so then it is, when should you, like, what's the stuff you should outsource? Okay. I think there's a math equation for this. And it's basically, if it takes me the time that I have to put in to do it myself, I could have put the time somewhere else and it was more cost effective. That's kind of your trade right there. Okay.
So give me an example of stepping over dollars to get dimes in the financial industry.
So this one would be, all right, here's a less obvious one, but let's say the difference between do-it-yourself and having it done for you, okay? And so do-it-yourself, you want to go buy index funds, and then you need to make a change, and it ends up that you have to go sit on the phone for 4 hours before you can get to somebody, and then they can't give you the help, so then you have to go research it and then come back around, and you end up hiring somebody anyway.
Yeah, the amount of time that it would take to get to where you need to go is often underestimated.
That is probably, so go try to call the IRS, right? Call the IRS because there was some kind of, you got a letter and, you know, it's unclear, there's a tax question, and you could be on hold for hours.
This is why you hire someone to do your taxes.
Right. Well, you could go to your CPA and they look at that and go, oh, here's how we respond to that. You don't have to call them at all. We just do this thing. They do it. It takes 5 minutes and it's done. Right. You pay them for the quarter of an hour of time or whatever it was to do it. Or they may not charge you at all because, well, you know, we do lots of stuff for you. Here's your thing. Go take care of it. And you're good. Or you could have been on hold for 4 hours, and then as a courtesy, the IRS hangs up on you because you're still number 800 in line. And so this is a courtesy disconnect. Call back later when we're less busy after you've been on hold for hours.
Courtesy disconnect is not one I've heard, but
that's real.
That's a good one.
That's real, right? And so that is the issue is, what's the value of your time in doing it? I mean, everybody pitches it like, hey, I can buy these investments and I'm going to sit on them for the next 35 years. Why should I pay somebody for that? And the answer is, you shouldn't, right? If you can buy, you want to go buy the S&P 500 index fund, put it in a drawer for the next 100 years, whatever it is, right? And never talk to somebody again, you can totally do that. The question is, can you really do that? Or will you need to talk to somebody? And then what? So that's my issue. And I will tell you also, I think that the S&P 500 is riskier than it's been in the past. It used to be more diversified than it is today, right? If you look at sector, like the way sectors are balanced in the S&P 500, it is more concentrated now than it's been possibly ever in large cap tech. So you're not getting nearly the level of diversification, at least academically, that you'd have gotten, say, a decade ago. So it doesn't even look the same.
Right. When four or five positions make up 20% of the entire thing, it's like, yeah, well, that's not as diversified as you might think, even though it's 500 companies.
Precisely. So it's diversified, you know, by the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha.
It is, quote, diversified. And right, it's not disciplined diversification, Dave. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
That
right,
was good, Derek. Thank that you. Was good.
Nailed it. Yeah. Thanks. I'll be here all day. Anyway. Yeah, I think that this is the example, though, is people just don't value their time, right? I've reached this threshold of, would I rather have the weekend with my kids or have the weekend mowing my lawn? And the answer is very easy for me.
I would like to have my kids mowing my lawn. I think that seems ideal.
I like how you turned that one around.
But maybe that wasn't your question.
I am doing this wrong. That's true. What I need is some training from Derek. you know, my issue too is actually the kids could probably figure out how to mow the lawn.
But would they maintain your sprinkler system?
Well, yeah, that's yeah. It's the trimming of everything else and then the collection and removal and all of that. And the quality control is just really, really iffy.
But in answer to your actual question, I would rather have the weekend with my kids.
Yeah, as would I. And so does it mean that my kids have no chores? No, it does not. Right. There are lots of things that are expected to contribute in our household. But it does, in fact, mean that I hire yard service, right? And because I can, right? Now, here's the thing. If it's not cost effective for you to hire yard service, you shouldn't do it.
Right. If you have to put it on the credit card every month and roll that balance over to next month,
that's
maybe
it. Then,
you
then
should
you
go
need to
get
talk
the
about
mower
xeriscaping,
out.
Right? Mm-hmm. How can I get a lower maintenance yard so that I don't have to worry about this as much and I can reclaim some time in my life? Those are tricky questions. Or I'm willing to maintain the yard. There's just something else I'm not going to be able to do. So I'm making that trade. Okay. The reason this is tough is for people that are not self-employed, where for me, I go put more hours in, or Derek, right? You know, if you go put more hours in, it's the equivalent of changing the balance on the scale a little bit. If your hours are defined through, you know, a salary or some other mechanism, putting more hours in may not do the trick for you. And so the math has to look right for your circumstance. Okay. But it is what it is. Anyway, so there you go. Don't step over a dollar to pick up a dime. Make sure that you value your time.
That rhymes.
Yes.
Almost on purpose, but not
Did
quite.
You write that one down before we came into
I
the studio?
I did not. That was totally winging it. And so somewhere somebody should be clapping for me. I hope I get a trophy. Just kidding. All right, look, running long. Let's grab our last obscene profit break. And when we come back, we will conjure up more fantastic true wealth to talk about. But first, these super important messages. This is Dave Littlejohn,
Matt Dixon,
and Derek Simmons.
And you got True Wealth on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to the True Wealth Radio Show on this, the home stretch. Matt, you ready to do this?
I am.
Sponsored by the letter Discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the letter D for Discipline. So today we have talked about all kinds of goofy stuff, right? I'm asking for you, my listeners, to be my accountability group. Starting next Tuesday, we're going to do 75 hard. And anybody that wants to join me, please do. I will provide you weekly updates as to how well I'm doing. This includes I'm doing it through family vacay. That's going to be a challenge, like a legit challenge, except for the part where we'll be at a theme park. So I'm pretty sure I can say, well, there was an outdoor 6-hour-long activity that counts
there
as the workout, right?
Yeah.
How many miles you cover? Enough to count it, right?
You're going
to
get yourself a little Fitbit. I've got my 5 miles.
You know, everybody, if you've got a smartphone in your pocket, you pretty much have a Fitbit in your pocket. So, but we're going to do that. We talked about Wizard of Oz. Again, this is kind of a fun one, but just from a community perspective, True Wealth is all about making memories. That's a neat one. I really would encourage you to go check it out. Go to UACT and check out the website. Grab tickets and go see that. Super fun. And then we talked a little bit about just the concept of time trade, right? And when you should outsource things. This came from a book that I was reading. The author's name is Dan Martell, a book called Buy Back Your Time. There's actually a formula in it that said, if you look at the cost of your time and then take 1/4 of that, if you can outsource for 1/4 the cost of your time, you should do it. Okay. Now, that was in a business owner context. So imagine that you're capable. It's easy math, right? Hey, if I can do something at, and I earn $100 an hour to do it, but I should outsource anything that I can pay somebody else $25 an hour to do, right? That's kind of a, yep, go get that done. You start to reverse into this and you realize, hey, if minimum wage is, you know, $10 an hour, I need to be able to make at least $40 an hour or I'm not outsourcing stuff, right? To minimum wage folks. And then if you look at, hey.
That really changes the way you look at fast food.
It does, right? So this one, by the way, I want to see if I can pull up a calculator real fast. It's not on my computer, but it was so wacky.
All know
365 days. How easy is slippage in terms of your finances?
Mm-hmm.
How much extra do you have to spend per day to spend an extra $10,000 in a year? The answer may shock you.
Oof. What does it come out to be?
$27.39. So round it up to $27.40. So if you spend an extra $27.40 per day, you will spend an extra $10,000 in the course of a year.
That's a really remarkable.
Yeah. So you think about if you're buying that coffee now, it's $6 a whack.
You get lunch for $12.
That's $2,190, right? If you look at that as a percentage of the typical, I think, median family wage or median wage in the country, might be median family wage, like $68,000. That's it's over 3% of your total income goes to coffee.
That's pretty wild,
right? That's the issue. It's not, we've been talked about before. Coffee is the thing that you do. It's your indulgence. Okay. But that has to be the indulgence because you've taken 3% of your discretionary money and bought coffee.
This is America. We want to indulge ourselves in everything. We want to go out to eat. We want to buy the new clothes. We want to go see the show. We want to do all the things.
Google this. What do you think median U.S. Household income?
I think it's like the $38,000 a year.
2023. It's not going to be that low. Median U.S. families are
for household or individual?
For a two-person
household. Then double it. So
$75,143.
So that was pretty close.
Yeah. So and if we go by state, but let's say median U.S. household income 2023, let's say four people. What is that? Average median household income in the United States, that's got it. Well, $67,521.
Told you, it's
most
low.
Range between 50 and 90.
Most people are making in the 30s.
It just brings me back to, I asked you this question before we got here, right? I look at the cost of vehicles and houses now.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to go deep into the woods on this one today. We're just going to leave it at this, right? There are structural problems in our economy right now. When you hear insurance companies pulling out of major markets, like billion-dollar markets, like Florida and California, and they're saying it's too expensive to come in here because inflation's too out of control. Structural problems when actuaries cannot figure out how much to charge and homeowners can't afford to buy homeowners insurance, that's exactly the time you can't afford not to have it. Structural problems, mm-hmm. right? There's just people don't have enough money to pay for all of the things that they're trying to pay for anymore.
At some point, you have to have a pricing reset on things.
That's what concerns me, right?
What else can you do except change the pricing?
Yeah, I don't know that the pricing rolls back like we hope, but this we're now starting to see the results of massive, massive money printing. Mm-hmm. You know, when you create trillions of dollars in a very, very short amount of time, and
it kind of feels like
the labor force, like the job market can't, especially the private sector can't adapt like this. I'm hearing like these massive increases in a lot of government jobs, mm-hmm. and I'm like, this is not a formula for sustainability. This is a formula for structural problems, right? And we're seeing it. Remember, structural problems is the idea that it's a mechanical issue, right? This mm-hmm. is not like, oh, you just don't have enough dollars in your wallet and you can't get them anywhere to do this. And so we're running out of capacity.
Does it feel like we've opened up like a vortex, like a wormhole somewhere? Where does it end?
I just know that... The stock market's gone up and up and up, but my concern is that it's on lower and lower volume and that it's meme-ish in nature again and that the numbers are not aligning with realities. And at some point, that tends to come back and bite you. But the music's playing, so that's a topic we're going to have to explore some other time. For now, personally, remember, D is for discipline. Start with yourselves. Feel free to join me on 75 Hard. And as always, if you need to reach us, give us a shout, 541-375-0898. Until next time, this has been Dave Littlejohn.
And Matt Dixon.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to True Wealth on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The preceding program was paid for by Littlejohn Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brooks Communications, its affiliates, or its employees.